like What's scream up? Like that, and no one's gonna come back ever again.
Ba-blam.
I'm excited to share something with you, and by you I mean all of you, and not just you, Mr. Flora. We got our first email. We got our first email for Blurry Hysteria.
Yeah.
To the weird at hysteria51.com email address saying, "Hey, all you cats and kittens." I don't think it said that. It actually didn't really say anything.
It's other from Carol Baskins.
It was just a, "Hey, do this." It was from L-I-L-I-A-S. How would you pronounce that?
L-I-A-S.
L-I-L-I-A-S.
Oh, L-I-L-A-S. Lilas?
Lilas is what came to mind. But
Lilith?
Lilith? Lilith?
Lilith?
We're going to the evil that is Google. Here it is. I'm going to see. I typed it in here. It says Lilius. There might be two L's there because I am half blind. yeah, there's two L's there. L-I-L-L-I-S. So anyway, Lilius, I am very sorry for not knowing how to pronounce your name. There is no other information, so it's just the name in there. She sends, and I'm assuming it's a she. If not, I apologize. He, she, they sent us UFOs, left radiation burns, and that's not the only important part, Mr. Flora. Unaccounted for pregnancies, new Pentagon report claims, which is something that we've looked at and I've seen before, has been talked about. It's kind of one of those things that you hear about that and you go, Well, now the Pentagon's even saying, yeah, old JC isn't alone. There's been some other unaccounted for pregnancies.
I was going to say, this is pretty holy here. This is holier getting a little theological.
Yeah, right. It says, encounters with UFOs have reportedly left Americans suffering from radiation burns, brain and nervous system damage, and even unaccounted for pregnancies, according to a massive database of U.S. government reports recently made public through a Freedom of Information Act. FOIA coming to us and coming through in the clinch again, man. The database of documents includes more than 1,500 pages of UFO-related material from the ATIP days, a secretive U.S. Department of Defense program that ran from 2007.
Don't tell nobody.
2012. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm nothing to see here. Oh, you got a pregnancy in your belly. So anyway, they looked into side effects of people being visited or having close encounter. People that said they saw a UFO, what was the physical proof? Well, sometimes it was a baby. That is a
the gift that keeps on giving, I guess.
Now, it does go on to say it's unclear what kind of vetting process, if any, the AATIP used to investigate these alleged claims. And they've yet to share the full context of the requested reports. The Sun that got a hold of them. This comes to us from Live Science, though. Says the report also included a list of alleged biological effects of UFO sightings on human observers between 1873 and 1994, by MUFON. So
MUFON was around in 1873, or they just like went back and grabbed
They went
records?
Back and got the stuff. Yeah, that wasn't like okay. A ye olde MUFON.
Yeah, and 1873 be more like yeehaw, old MUFON.
Yeah. So, story, you guys should read this. It's interesting. It's long. There's a lot of information. Just skimming it in, the report concludes that there is sufficient evidence to support a hypothesis that some advanced systems are allegedly deployed and opaque to full U.S. understandings. That's kind of a giving. That's what we've been told for the last few years. They're out there. We don't really understand. We don't even know if they're aliens and alien, you know, what they could be. But some of them are given sicknesses. Some of them are given burns. And some of them are given the old 1-2 in the hoo-ha hole.
Oh, geez.
They're not saying that someone came out and is like, "You're getting fucked." They're just saying that a woman was like, "Hey, look at that. I feel pregnant." What's your takeaway on that? Like, that's if your wife was like, "I saw a light in the sky, and then all of a sudden my tummy felt full."
Oof. I would be
Yahoo-ah! Yarahoo-ah!
I would be kind of keeping an eye out for any I don't know, extraneous contacts made by, I don't know, see if the phone rings more. I don't want to say I wouldn't like go through emails and text messages and stuff,
right? But you're, well, it, speaking of going through emails and text messages, that seems like it'd be right up the U.S. government's alley. If a person says that they are pregnant and the baby came from this, doesn't it feel like to you they would be doing a lot of experiments on said baby?
I would think, I was going to ask you, that was one takeaway I had with all these. Anybody who says they've, you know, gotten knocked up by ET, what's happened to their children? Has anybody followed up on whether or not these people have given birth? And do the kids act or look weird? Or, you know, if you want to really go for it, has anybody tested them for any kind of oddities? You know, you always hear about the first part of it, but you never hear about any follow-up with it.
Well, and we've also, in some of the things we've done on Hysteria 51 before, we've talked about the people that say, oh, well, I had a baby, and it was a hybrid, and then they took it. Well, where's the proof that you had a baby? Why is it always those people that are like, well, we did a home water birth, and there's no Well, there's no paper trail.
Because that's super convenient.
There's no paper trail, so there's no proof that, like, where's your baby? You know what I mean? Sure. There's no like, oh, my baby's missing and now the government is looking into it and I'm a number one suspect. It's just like, oh, yeah. Or other than that, well, I was 6 to 8 months pregnant and they took it. And then they have talked to doctors and say, no, she miscarried or things like that. And it's a coping mechanism. And I'm not saying that that is not right or wrong. And that would be, if you're a doctor, that would be what you would think, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it has been a lot of those things. So. There's a lot to weed through.
That's another thing that people have tried to suss out. They're saying, could these be cover-ups mentally? Like, not, I shouldn't say cover-ups. Could they be coping mechanisms that people use to deal with the trauma of something like rape or abuse or, you know, maybe even something else. I don't know what else you could say that would be, but people have said, you know, these are coping mechanisms. And half of me thinks, you know, that's kind of a cop out scientifically, I guess, if you're wanting to, or even skeptically. But the other half is like, well, you know, weird things do happen and people do, the brain does a lot of stuff to try and cope with trauma.
Right.
And there's the, and then you can get into all the sociological play of it, where people don't want to be considered a whore or a slut or something, you know, that society would put a stigma on, and so I guess they think defaulting to aliens is the best bet, even though that carries its own stigma. So you see how it doesn't work out, you know, with any avenue you take.
Yeah,
but. I'm sure there are cases where this could be some kind of coping mechanism, just as I'm sure there are plenty of cases that aren't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you said, like, the brain sees and does what it wants sometimes, and it copes. And so do ours when we're on the outside looking at it to try to make sense of it. So that's a hard thing to say to someone, no, you didn't experience that.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Well, and no, the problem is it's not. I'm wrong there. It's not hard to say you didn't experience that. That's the easy way. You know, David, you're like me. You spend a lot of time on social media. People love to shit on one another over what their favorite fried chicken is, let alone philosophical and spiritual debates like this kind of stuff. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but most humans are cesspools. I'm surprised that the alien sugar daddies want to come here and get busy. But hey, you know, I guess.
Brent, if you were to send the Space Force out to Zeta Reticuli or where the hell ever, what's on your agenda? What's on your agenda? What's the list look like? Is it number one, check the atmosphere to make sure it's breathable? Or is it number one, knock some aliens up?
Well, it is the military, so pounding is up there.
Yikes.
That's why it's Space Force, not Space Marines. Otherwise, it'd be like, I can't breathe, but I'm getting busy. No, man, yeah. It is. Who knows? They're so advanced. They're so advanced, and they want the best for us. that's why I'm in this cave whispering to you, and I'm only talking to you, Billy, who lives in a single wide outside of Tallahassee, and you are the one that I need you to go and speak to all the political people, because change needs to come. And that's why I'm not sure we're always dealing, if it is true, with the upper echelon of, it's more like teenagers gone joyriding and they got their mom and dad's alien spaceship and they came here and they're like, yeah, let's fuck with them a little bit.
Are we space goats?
Or ants. Yeah, maybe.
No, I mean, nobody's fucking ants.
That is a bold statement, but probably true. Yeah, right?
Are we the goats of the galaxy?
Yeah.
Where redneck aliens Yeehaw! Just go out, you know, on a bender and grab one of us and get their garbles off or whatever they call their
my eight pronged penis.
and then go back home and like think about what they've done, you know, have all these regrets and
what we're really
try to hide
upset
it.
By is when they come out with a full report of this and find out it's the men that are getting impregnated by these aliens. That's how it works.
I would love for like the goats and the sheep of like backwards redneck towns to like hold these cabals and be like, all right, look, we had some weirdo come in here and he inseminated me late one night. He smelled like alcohol. That's all I can say. It wasn't one of us. And then the other goats are like, you're crazy. You're just straight up nuts. Like, what are you doing?
I don't believe you. Why would he have said, yeah, Dolly, you're the ugly one. No one's having sex with you, let alone the farmer.
And like, and what if you Brent, you went out there one night, you're drunk, you're getting it on with a goat, and you're like, now go tell your goat president that, you know, what's really going on,
you're
and that we're here
farm.
To save you.
You are destroying the farm, and what I really need you to do.
That's right.
There is a lot more goat fucking in this episode than I anticipated, and I had already set the bar kind of high in my mind.
We just blew past that quota.
Speaking of blowing past, let's blow past this alien sex talk. Thank you so much for sending that, and everyone else, weird@hysteria51.com. Let us know your thoughts. We're going to go to break. When we come right back, David's hitting us with some weird news. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works. you know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Goat sex. I just wanted to start us out on the right foot.
Goat sex. So I'm moving us away to sex. I'm moving us away from sex and into the penis realm. Wait a minute. I'm keeping us in the realm of sex. And I'm moving from goats to whales.
You knew what you were getting into when you clicked on this fucking show.
Have you seen this article that's going around saying, oh, the Loch Ness Monster, it might be a big old whale penis?
Yeah, have Wang will travel, cryptids be a spotted. Yeah. So now, and I love that this gets passed around. I saw it also because it's just a big old picture of a whale's dick on the front of it.
Right. I'm sure they did not get permission from that whale at all, but.
Well, he's the one who sent it unsolicited. So unsolicited whale dick pics are a big problem in nature.
Well, what they, I found this article that just came out, also from Live Science, actually, that was saying, no, the Loch Ness Monster was not a whale's penis. And
someone low on the rung there was told, all right, you got to write a story.
Maybe they were like, you know, I got to bet to
boss, I gotta win.
Throw the word penis in the article as many times as I can. But you know, it was basically what this is saying. It's not saying that straight up the Loch Ness Monster is not a whale's penis. And the reason I say that is because it doesn't actually say, no, that wasn't a whale's penis. What it says is the guy that tweeted the original tweet was using an image of Nessie as an example of sea monsters back in the day. So when people would say they saw sea monsters, some scientists think, well, they could have seen whale dicks sticking out of the water. And you know what? There's a lot of validity to that. but he used the picture of the Loch Ness Monster instead of, like, you know, a fanciful drawing of a map from the 17th century or something. And people took that and ran with it and started saying, oh, Nessie, oh, that, there you go, it's solved, it's a whale dick, you know? And so it's like, it could be, but that's not what the guy was saying.
Are there giant whales in the Loch Ness?
Exactly. So you could say that the Loch was once attached to the sea. I don't think it's any longer the case.
Yeah.
And you could say that, you know, some animals got stuck in there, but not a whole pod of whales. They would know how many whales are in the Loch by now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And unless this thing's just, you know, getting up with morning wood, it's not mating with anything if it's one whale or whatever.
Anyways, right. Like if this that's what was they're cut saying. Off. So I've read in other stories how, well, it's very deep and there's these underwater there are thoroughfares that we're not aware of that make it so that it can get in and out, it being whatever said
Sure.
Meaning people will insert whatever they want to make it fit their story.
Right, which is coming at it the opposite way that you should come at it scientifically. You are proposing knowing what it is, and then you're searching for that. It's confirmation bias.
You're searching for the pieces to make this puzzle piece. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Show up. That's not the scientific method. Yeah. So
now, Brent, it's not that far from the sea.
No, and it's not even that far to think that there could have been, for a very long time, a population of things in there. Things.
Oh, sure.
You know, but as time has gone by to us, it becomes less and less likely just because it is a, an inland body of water that has very much been searched.
Now, I'm looking at a map, and I do see there is a waterway, the River Ness, that goes from the Loch to Moray Firth and Beauly Firth, basically just like little inlets that then head out to the ocean. But it also runs through Inverness, which is a decent-sized town. Mm-hmm. And unless there are, you know, caves that
right.
kind of go, you know, bypass Inverness, have there been, this is something I don't know, this is a legit question, have there been sightings of whales swimming up through Inverness and the River Ness? So right. maybe we're 100% wrong. Maybe it is connected to the sea. And there is plenty of room for a whale to swim up through there. I don't know. Yeah. I might go there later this year.
Oh, really?
I might. Yeah.
I know you said you're going overseas over there.
Yeah.
So
we're,
that's on the bucket list, so to speak.
We're going to hit, the UK and Ireland. And I have told Annie, I want to go up to Scotland, and if we can make it up to Loch Ness, that'd be great. I'd also love to go, visit the old, Bolskin house, where Aleister Crowley lived for a while.
Oh, yeah.
That's up
in
there, too. But I would love to make it up here and, you know, check it out. So I'll try to tell you. I'll swim it and see. People are like, please don't get in the River Ness.
Look at that whale stick. I keep thinking, every time I'm hearing this, I'm just thinking of Weird Science, where the missile gets made on accident and it comes to the house. So whatever missile, he's like, I didn't think it was a whale's dick, honey. Fucking Chet, the brother.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah. Well, this has been a delightfully penis-filled episode of Morning Sarah. Give them what they want, and they want dick.
Jesus, I guess so.
Oh, man.
Pretty dickful.
This is your own fault because you guys didn't send us articles, and the one that you did was right.
I chose this one.
So if you guys, once again, I'm beating the dead horse because I got to. If you guys want to hear your own options on here, send it weird at hysteria51.com. And while you're sending it, let us know if you want us to give your name, shout out. If you got any social media, anything like that, you can let us know, and we will give you, or you can just give us your name, like Lilas. Am I saying it right? I'd already forgotten the.
I can't picture. I can't visualize this name. I don't know.
Lillias.
Oh, Lilias. Okay. Lilias. There was a second Lilias. I that I missed the first time.
Lillias.
So yeah, I would say Lilias.
I want to say like Lilith in my head, and that's not it. So I am so sorry. Write back or send us a you saying your name. That would be awesome or something.
Call in.
I'm an idiot. There you go. Yeah. And call me an idiot because I can't pronounce my name half the time. Though neither you guys. You always, everyone always says, hey, Brett. And I'm like, ugh, I hate that guy. So, yeah, that's been our thoughts on aliens getting you pregnant and whether the Loch Ness Monster's a whale's penis or not. We'll see you next week on Blurry Hysteria.
Au revoir.
Meeting adjourned.